Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zach Gelb in for Alaw After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Tiger Woods, a major champion once again. And what a journey it's been through the highs and lows over the last 11 years. And now he has his 15th major championship, and we'll see what will happen the rest of the golf calendar season. Let's head out to the hotline right now and welcome in a confidant of Tiger Woods, a Golf Channel analyst, and also was a college teammate of Tiger's back at Stanford. And that's Noda Begay, who's kind enough to give us a few minutes on CBS Sports Radio. Noda, it's Zach Gelb in New York City. Thank you for the time, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Just trying to just absorb and process what really did happen. I mean, all things considered, you mentioned just the highs and the lows, and a lot more lows than highs sort of in the last 11 years. I mean, he did have a good season in 2013, but it just kind of been a series of up and down and the last 5 or 6 years just battling those injuries and just being in a place where even to him it was questionable whether he would ever play competitive golf, much less win the tour championship, much less win his 15th major at this weekend's Masters.
We've documented, like we said, the personal problems and then also the health problems. You know him better than most. To see him walk off 18 after all that doubt of if he's ever going to win again, him saying in 2017 that he thought he was done, and then you see the moment with his kids afterwards, which just really put a chill up anyone's spine. How did you process it? What were you feeling seeing this unfold after it was official on Sunday?
Well, just everything just kind of passing through your mind in the sense of when I went to visit him right after his second surgery, he was literally unable to get out of a special chair that he was supposed to sit in to alleviate pressure from his spine. I had to help him up. I had to help him walk to the car. We were, you know, supposed to go to see his kids, pick up his kids at school, and couldn't sit upright, had to recline. And to watch him play the back nine the way he played, and not just the good parts, but the bad parts. He hit a poor drive at 10, took his medicine, accepted his bogey there. And then the monumental shift change at 12, Molinari finally made a big mistake. And Tiger just plodded along, like he mentioned. And where it really, in my mind, started to become an actual consideration that this could happen was after he hit his tee shot at 16. And it brought back memories of Jack Nicklaus doing a similar thing in 86. And it just was a miraculous shot that, you know, gave him that cushion, and then I knew that if he just could keep his head on his shoulders for the last two holes and Brooks Koepka didn't do anything crazy coming in, he was most likely going to have a lead on 18, and he did.
He's been through so much. A lot of it is his own wrongdoing, some things he can't control. How did he remain so calm? Because you're right, on 16, when he hits that tee shot, and then you have Vern, when he's walking to 17 with the lead, say, I feel compelled to say, oh my goodness. Everyone is having their eyes on that moment. The crowd's roaring. Everyone's going nuts. You start to hear the Tiger chants, and he was as cool could be. How does he stay so calm with all that he's been through?
Perspective and humility. I think those are things that come from getting knocked down. Life knocks everybody down. I mean, we all found out that he was fallible. We all found out that he was human, and I think him having to mature through these last 4 or 5 years and grow and come to terms with the fact that his life as a golfer might not exist anymore, be a possibility, he developed a sense of appreciation for it. And I think that's what we're seeing now, is someone that expresses gratitude for this opportunity and appreciation for what's come of it. I mean, he sent me a text this morning which means he didn't get much sleep because I was still
how could you?
Pretty early. And he's just like, I just can't believe I did this. And I got a similar text the Monday after the Tour Championship. And so I think when we came to expect these things after his monumental amateur career, this is unexpected. And so I think I'm happy for him that he's able to enjoy it and to absorb it and not take it for granted.
Noda Begay here with us on CBS Sports Radio, Golf Channel analyst, and of course a college teammate at Stanford of Tiger Woods. We talk about this journey. In 2017, I never thought I would say this, he fell out of the top 1,000 in the world rankings. And we fast forward to now, in April of 2019, he wins his 15th major championship, and he's now the sixth-ranked golfer in the world. When was the moment in 2018 that you started to see a change? For me personally, you know, I know that we have the performances in the major championships, but I got a chance to see him in person at Aronimink, and I saw the crowd building, and I saw how far away where he was when I was standing close to the pin, and out of nowhere I see a ball just fall out of the sky. It was like a movie scene, and I go, wow, that was a Tiger shot, and you could barely even see him, and I go, wow, his game is going back into the right direction. What was the moment in 2018 when you really started to believe in him again?
Well, I think there's a variety of different ways. That's kind of a loaded question, but I think from a performance standpoint, it was when he slowed his swing down and realized, I can't keep it up with these guys. I mean, my body just isn't going to let me. I can't swing that fast over a sustained period of time. That was demonstrating some major maturity as an athlete. It's just like, okay, I got to beat him with my experience and my iron play. And so he slowed his swing down at the end of the playoffs and started to hit more fairways and then just couldn't get the putts to drop. And emotionally and mentally, he was playing with a tremendous amount of interest in the game. Like, it was a game again. It wasn't a burden. For a while there, golf was a burden. As you can go out every week on the PGA Tour and you can find the guys that golf is a burden, right? And this particular instance, he was playing with enthusiasm. He was trying to hit shots, and it was evident in his performance, and it all just kind of came together. And it's no coincidence that it came together against one of the strongest fields on the tour at one of the hardest golf courses, which was Eastlake in the Tour Championship. And so that experience, that confidence, I can beat these guys, carried into last week. And when he got off to that 2-under start, now it's 4 out of 5 times that he shot 70 in the first round and has gone on to win the Masters. So if you're competing against Tiger in the 2020 Masters, you either want him to shoot 69 or 71. You don't want him to shoot 70.
How about that? Only information Noda Begay could give us right here on CBS Sports Radio. I was reading about your relationship, and everyone knows that you guys were teammates at Stanford. Let me take you back, though, to before Stanford, Junior World event. You're 12, he's 9. You guys have a conversation. Take me back to the start of that relationship with you and Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think our friendship started at Stanford, but it actually started at a Junior World event in Southern California in the early 80s. And we just maintained a great relationship through all that and maintained you know, participation in some of the elite level junior events, and Earl always made it a point to look after me at these junior events because my parents couldn't travel. And so we've been family for a long time. And so seeing this whole thing through all of the different controversies and the successes and all of the injuries and whatnot, you know, it's like seeing a brother of yours go through certain things. And it was a lot of vindication yesterday for him to be able to just show his true heart and show his true competitive side. And I think we saw that, and we're in for, I think, a really exciting major championship season over the next 4 months.
Last one for Noda Begay, who's here with us on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about what's next. Everyone's going to talk about chasing Jack for 18 major championships, and We see the state of golf right now is that it's as good as it gets with all the big names that were in competition yesterday. What do you think is next for him? I know so much of it depends on the health, but do you think he can maybe tie or surpass Jack Nicklaus one day?
More wins. I mean, the 15th was the hardest. I tell people, number 80 will be more special than number 83, and the 15th will be more special than the 19th. And it's just because how hard it was to get there. So I'm not going to rule anything out on this guy. He's just surpassed any of my expectations or thoughts around what he's capable of. So I'm just going to talk about it and enjoy it with the rest of you.
Well, Noda, hey, we'll be watching. Thank you so much. Great insight and appreciate it.
Take care. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.